Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Nick Tornabene back at you on this Sunday morning worship service. Thanks for joining us wherever you are. It is such a blessing to still be able to worship Christ together. I know this is not exactly what we want. We wish we could all be at our churches right now in person, but we can still praise and worship and learn from Christ as we come before our Heavenly Father. So we praise God for that. Just a few quick friendly reminders before we get started today. Just want to encourage everyone to have their Bibles with them and have them open so you can look up the reference, the Bible references that we go over today. Might be a good idea. Also, you can have something to write with and write on to take some notes on anything that speaks to your heart this morning. And then also, it's a great idea to listen and or sing to some of your favorite worship songs before this message and even after the message. And we'll talk about that a little bit near the end. What I'd like to do this morning is talk about trials. We're going to talk about trials today. Now, the only way I can accurately describe what is going on with this COVID-19 pandemic is something like this. I feel like my life is a snow globe that's been turned upside down and it's been shaken. I'm sure many of you feel that same way. And lingering in the back of my mind are thoughts such as, how long is this going to last? Or is this what the new norm is going to look like? I'm sure you've all felt like that too at different times over these last 2 to 3 weeks. My goal this morning is not so much to preach or to teach you, but more just gently show all of us, me included, the tenderness and the care and the loving protection of our Heavenly Father through all of life's trials. And I think it's safe to say that most of us want a life that is smooth running, don't we? And That usually starts out when we're fairly young. We want things to go our way. And then it just kind of builds on it as we get older, doesn't it? So a lot of times we say to ourselves, life will get easier when, and you can fill in the blank on that, can't you? I'll give you a few examples. Life will get easier when I get that toy or that new game system. Life will get easier when I finally turn 16, get that driver's license, and can start working and make money. Life will get easier when I finally get married, or when we have kids, or when the kids are grown, or when I retire. Life will get easier when this coronavirus will finally be in the distance. That when is usually what we strive for and what we look for and oftentimes what we even live for. However, what often comes instead of the when is trials and hardship and sufferings and difficulties. And it's usually one after another, isn't it? My ministry coach is constantly talking about how we all live in the swamp. And I too call this world a swamp because so often it is filled with sin and pain and sickness and separation, isolation, and sorrow. So let's look at God's word to see how we're supposed to live in this swamp. So I want to look out of a few passages from the book of James this morning. The book of James is in the New Testament, and you can turn there right now in your Bibles, or you can just sit back and listen as well. We're going to be out of James chapter 1. And James 1, starting with verse 2, says this. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Consider it all joy. So I want to gently ask something of all of you right now. I want us to think of a trial that we are personally experiencing right now in our life. Maybe it's a trial that has caused much pain and heartache. Maybe it has caused some sleepless nights and many shed tears. I'd like you to think about that for a moment. And as that's coming into your mind, I think it's safe to say that these trials all come in different shapes and sizes, don't they? Maybe some of us are going through multiple trials right now. Some are global. Some are regarding employment and work. Some are in our families. Some could be just in our own heart and mind and soul. And I think what causes us so much anxiety about these things, if we're being totally honest with ourselves, is the fact that we don't know what's going to happen at the end of them, do we? So based on that, the way I see it, we have two options here. Here's option number one. We can be anxious and we can go into self-protective mode. Truth be told, I struggle when I am blindsided by trials and heartache in my life. I'm going through a few trials right now, professionally and personally in my life. And I would bet that you are too. You see, I want to control things at times. As if I had the power to do that, which I don't. None of us do. But so often I want to control it, and I want things to be a smooth ride. But if that's where my hope is, if I want things just to sail along smoothly, then trials that come into my life will crush me. And if that's our mindset, to control and keep everything smooth, then anxiety will overtake us. So if option number one is to control and go into self-protection mode, here's option number two, patient endurance. We can have patient endurance. Let's look at verses 3 and 4 now of James chapter 1. James 1, 3 and 4 says this, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. That is talking about patiently enduring and having a steadfast resolve in all situations. God says when these trials come, not if they come, when they come, that the purpose of these trials for Christians is to grow our faith and to sanctify us, to change us. So I think we've been hearing a lot about the word faith lately. So what is faith? We hear a lot about it. What exactly is it? Well, Scripture says that faith is believing and holding on to hope even though it cannot be seen yet, even though it cannot be felt yet. I think that's one of my favorite definitions of faith. Faith is what carries us through in this life. And every time something difficult happens in our life, guess what? It should point us to Christ. So when something traumatic happens to us and we want to talk about it with someone, we want to process it with someone, we don't go to the person, usually, who has never experienced a bad time, do we? We usually don't do that. Rather, we find the person who has some scars. These wounds are healed over, but the scar still remains. Likewise, it's good to find someone that has a spiritual limp. It's healed up, but that limp is still slightly evident. Moses, David, Peter, Paul, and countless others in Scripture all had a spiritual limp. God's people today serve with a spiritual limp. I do, and so do you. So when we are struggling, it's important to find that person we know who has been there, who's experienced it, has gone through it, and here's the most important thing, is letting God heal them through it. That's the key. And you know who that ultimate person is? It's Jesus Christ. He experienced it all. He knows it all. He understands it all, and he went through it all. Suffering should point us to him. And James keeps saying here in the beginning of chapter 1, consider it all joy. When you go through something hard, take joy in it. But here's the thing, I don't think any of us wake up in the morning and say, God, please send me the hardest day of my life today. That doesn't happen. We don't do that. So thankfully, that's not talking about going out and looking for trouble and making trouble for yourself. Rather, it's saying that we can have joy when the trouble comes. That's what it's talking about there. So a question is, how in the world do we do that? How do we have that come forth in our life to have joy during trials? Well, I know one thing is for sure. We cannot produce that in ourselves. If we try, it is impossible. The only way we can have that is to have the Holy Spirit flowing through us and enabling us to do it, producing that for us. Joy actually comes from knowing who God is and knowing where we fit into his story. Oftentimes, we want to make this life about us, don't we? But it's not about us. It's about God. It's his story. And he gives everything for our good and for his purposes. And it's amazing that he even gives us a role in the script to begin with. It shows such love and mercy and care and compassion for all of us. And when we have that perspective, I really believe we can have joy in difficult circumstances. And we can have joy even when our life seems and feels to be falling apart. Let's go to verse 5 here in James 1. Here's what it says. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. So to me, that's God saying, when you pray, don't doubt. Trust in me. Trust in my promises to you. And he's also saying there, give me your burdens. Give me your pain. Give me your suffering. Hallelujah, that is the type of God that we come to. That is the type of God that we pray to. That is the type of God that we cling to and ask guidance to. So our joy actually depends on what we think and what we believe about God. Nothing will test our faith and really show what we truly believe like going through a difficulty. If we want to know what we truly believe, We must go through heartache. And if I want to know what I really believe about the Bible and about God, let something difficult come into my life. And here's the thing. God will never say, you're struggling, you got questions, don't come to me. He never, ever will say that. We can go to God with absolutely anything that is on our mind and on our heart. And He actually loves it when we come to Him and say, Lord, I don't have everything figured out, but I do trust You. I trust You and I believe what You say over how I'm feeling right now. That's key. That's faith. Faith believes what God says over how we feel. Let me repeat that one. Faith believes what God says over what we feel. Was there anyone who's ever lived on this earth who had trials and hardships like Christ? Can we make a comparison to anyone else? There's no one we can look at in our lives and make a comparison to. There's no one we can look at in modern history. There's no one we can look to in the Bible and make a fair comparison to. Not even close. Maybe let me put it another way. When we go through something difficult, we can never look at Jesus and say, you know what, you wouldn't understand. I don't think you've gone through that, so I don't think you understand how painful and how hard and traumatic this is for me. None of us can say that. Jesus understands. Jesus has been there, and we have a God who walks in our shoes. Isn't that amazing? We have a God who walks in our shoes, who's gone before us. He knows exactly what it's like to face trials. He knows exactly what it's like to face difficulties in this life. And truth be told, Jesus got hit again and again. He had crushing difficulties where people tried to smash him over and over and over again. And he walked all of it out faithfully in our place. Remember, he was fully human, so that means he felt everything. He always knows what we're going through because he's always been there with us. That's incredible. That's the power to transform how we deal with suffering and how we deal with life's trials, especially the one we're going through right now in our world and in our country. Nothing makes believing and faithfully serving God more difficult than going through trials and suffering. That's for sure. But trials and suffering reveal our faith because our faith is tested and refined during those times. I want to read out of 1 Peter right now, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, regarding. It's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Here's what it says. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result, here we go, in praise and glory and honor and revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, you believe in him. You greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith for the salvation of your souls. That's powerful right there. That is faith. That is what faith is really all about. Jesus doesn't remove us from the swamp, does he? But he does promise to always be with us in the swamp. In the world right now, especially, we are all deep in the swamp, aren't we? Christ knows what that means to be in the swamp. He knows the swamp is nasty. He knows the swamp is uncomfortable. And he knows there's a huge price to pay for Christians to go into that swamp. He knows it. And you know how he knows that? Because he paid that price first. That's how. Jesus will be with us every step of the way, going before us. He's in back of us. He's to our sides, and he's top and bottom. He completely covers us. We are covered with his precious blood. We are safe. Let your soul hear that this morning. No matter what's going on, you are safe in Jesus Christ right now. We can have a sweet peace in that. Remember, only with Jesus Christ we can truly have blessings in the breaking. And only with Jesus Christ we can have peace in any type of pressure that we get thrown into. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, may we always turn to you, whatever the trial is that we're facing. Many of us, Lord, are going through multiple trials all at the same time. You know that. Some of these trials, Lord, are globally. Some are at work. Some are in our families. And some are private in our heart and mind that just you know right now. Lord, we actually give thanks because we believe you will use these trials for our good and for your glory. That's your promise to us, Christ. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for always being the same yesterday. You are the same today, and you will be the same tomorrow. You are faithful, and you are with us in this swamp. You are with us in the trials. And it's in the beautiful name of Jesus I pray these things. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for joining us as a family, by yourself. It's so nice to be able to come to you in a different way, but we can still worship together. As you reflect on the message this morning, I just want to encourage you to click on the YouTube link. We're starting to get some songs, a song bank together. And one of the songs that should be on there this morning is called It Is Well. That's a very well-known song and hymn. It's called It Is Well, and it really fits very perfectly with this sermon today. So I want to encourage you to listen to It Is Well. And can't wait to come again. God bless. And remember, Jesus Christ is in control, especially during the hard times. God bless everyone.